Welcome back to the Jason Rancho on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. So, we've been talking about homelessness for a while now. We've got record revenues coming into Washington State. The rudderless governor, Jay Inslee, claimed that this time they're going to tackle the issue of homelessness. So how exactly are they doing? Joining me on the line to discuss is State Senator John Braun from Centralia. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you being here.
So let's talk about Jay Inslee's role in all of this and the Democrats at Olympia as we are coming up to an end of this session. How would you grade his promise to tackle homelessness?
I would not give him a passing grade at this point. And not because there aren't some good or at least worthy ideas in his proposal that he's been, in my opinion, asleep at the switch. This entirely happened on his watch. He put something in his budget so he could say he's going to do something about it. He wanted to pay for it out of the rainy day fund. And when a lawmaker said, no, that's not a good idea, he's just disengaged. He's entirely focused on one issue and one issue only, and it's not homelessness.
What's the issue?
Climate change.
And has he been effective on that front?
No.
I'm sensing a trend here, Senator. So what's the problem with right now how we're addressing homelessness statewide?
Well, we are, first of all, we're entirely one-dimensional. We're entirely about let's keep adding more and more services. And it's not to say services aren't part of the solution. They are important, and whether it's temporary housing or food assistance or any of the support services that we offer, they're an important and key part, but they can't be all we do. We have to think about public safety. We have to think mm-hmm. about law enforcement. We have to have a complete approach to this, or they just aren't going to work. We have folks that are homeless, some by unfortunate circumstances, some due to mental health issues or substance abuse, some because they chose to be, and they are, they're not interested in those services, or at least not if they bind them any way and get them on a path to recovery and self-supporting. So we are one-dimensional, and we are all about doing the same thing we did last year, and the only change that is conscionable is if we putting more money into the same thing. And oh, by the way, there's no way we want to audit this. We're not open for measures or audit or accountability in any fashion whatsoever.
Well, and it seems like it's not just about doing the things the same way we've done in the past. It's about not doing the same things we've not been doing. And to your point, it's about law enforcement's role in all of this. I think when you look in parts of Snohomish County, Marysville is a really good example of this. You have officers who have been enabled to say to people, we will give you the resources you need to get the help you need so you can get off the streets. But if you're not going to take us up on our offers of help, we're going to arrest you if you're breaking the law. And they've seen success there.
Yep. I have a lot of faith. The law enforcement community can do this job professionally, with compassion, and with success if we let them. And Marysville is a good example of where we let them, and we've seen success. But so much of the state is either not willing to do that or afraid because of recent law, mm-hmm. Judicial decisions, and they're not empowered by state government properly to do that, and so we're kind of spinning in place here. No, we're not getting anywhere. We're just using up more money to be equally ineffective.
We're talking homelessness and our response, Washington State, with State Senator John Braun of Centralia, Republican from Centralia. Are we seeing similar underlying issues across the state, or when we look at homelessness, is it a uniquely Seattle problem and a uniquely Tacoma problem, a uniquely Centralia problem? How much of a similarity are we seeing across the state that we can address at the state level?
So, first of all, I'd say we are seeing homeless issues across the state. This is, it's more, maybe more visible, or at least more talked about more often in Seattle or Tacoma, but we have this problem in Centralia, we have the problem in Chehalis, we have the problem in Longview, Vancouver, on the east side. It's happening around the state, and it's happening for a variety of reasons. As I said, it could be, unfortunate circumstances, you lost your job, health issues, that type of thing that put you out of a home. It could be mental health issues. We know we have that challenge in our state. We're working hard, and I think that we'll make progress. It will take a lot of time. Substance abuse, the same thing. And it could, and then there's a big chunk of folks that think they, you know, you hear the comment, you know, I'm not homeless, I'm home free. And there's some, that's not everybody in that group, but that's some, and that's by choice. And, you know, if they want to make that choice, I think we just don't make it here. But the other folks, they need help. We should help them, but it's going to be help on the path back to recovering, back to self-supporting, so that, you know, we can get on and help the next person.
Well, to that end, I know that the state just offered a little over $100 million to the University of Washington and a behavioral health center. How much more money needs to actually be put into the mental health service side of things?
So mental health, we put a ton of money in over the last couple bienniums. I think, and money is part of the challenge, but it's only part of the challenge. Yeah. I think that we had have a pretty good plan, bipartisan plan from last year. It's going to take probably, you know, two bienniums, 4 years, maybe 6 years to get it fully built out. The hospital at Northwest Campus for the University of Washington is a key part of that, because it does two things. It gives us capacity so we can move folks out of Western State and we can address some of the backlog. And probably more importantly, it gives us a more robust way to build a workforce, and that's a key part of the problem. But and that's a first step, and that's going to take a couple years, frankly. I mean, that's the challenge with mental health. Once you get, and really for all these things, once you get behind, you don't just fix it tomorrow. It takes years to dig out, and we're gonna do that. And we're doing some ward rebuilding there at Western States. That's going to get help in the near term. But there's no reasonable way to recertify Western State Hospital. We're going to have to replace it, ideally, with a smaller facility, because we've been able to move some of these patients to the Northwest Campus, or ideally into the community where they're closer to the families, closer to their physicians, and more able to reintegrate into a normal life.
How much influence do bad policies out of Seattle have in what's being done in Olympia?
I think they have enormous enormous bad consequences, and I'm not trying to be anti-Seattle. I'm not anti-Seattle, but some days feels like, you know, folks from Seattle are either anti-rest of Washington, or probably more accurately, just aren't paying attention. They're not looking for a solution for all of Washington. They're looking for a solution for Seattle, and often that is harmful to the rest of the state. I mean, it's a little bit off topic, but you know, the classic recent example is the how we're addressing local school levies. And, you know, in Seattle, where you have enormous asset value and you can have you can raise a lot of money with relatively slow, you know, property taxes. In other parts of the state where asset values are very low, you can have significantly higher property taxes per thousand and still raise less money. So, I mean, that's kind of the classic example. But there's all kinds of examples throughout government where unwillingness to accept or at least try to understand the viewpoint and the impacts in the rest of the state lead to policy that is harmful to the rest of the state.
And a big problem here is this highlights how important elections are. Republicans don't have power right now in Olympia. They still have obviously some influence, but not as much as you would hope that they would. So what is the plan in the short term before hopefully we either deliver the House or the Senate, or maybe both, and the governor's mansion to the Republicans? What's a short-term plan to deal with sort of Democrats not taking this as seriously as you'd like them to?
Well, we have to do a couple things, I would say. I'd say we have to deliver solid, thoughtful policy ideas, and we have to present them in an articulate way and make the case. That's on us. We do that, we have a better chance, at least, if not getting the policy we want, at least shaping the policy. And we can't say, well, you know, it's a social service, that's not a Republican idea, you know, thing. Let's not engage in that discussion. We have to engage in the discussions, whether it's mental health or homelessness or other types of social service. We have to be involved. We have to bring, we have to come to the table. We got to stick to our principles, and we have to, you know, fight for what we believe in, but we got to do it in a way that's willing to engage and willing to solve problems. We do that. We have more influence.
Yeah.
I like to think we do that. We also convince folks that are not necessarily happy with the current situation, but don't yet trust us to lead in a way that's good for all of Washington. And I hope that we're, by making those thoughtful, reasonable arguments for better policy and better outcomes, that folks will build trust and have an opportunity to govern in the future.
We are happy that you are fighting this fight. We've been talking with State Senator John Braun of Centralia. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely.